Let me tell you why I'm in a good mood. I went by, TaylorMade had a big demo day over at Katichi on Friday, and I went over there. You know what's really cool about Katichi? Like, there was a, while I was demoing a club.
Didn't go with the club, did you?
No, I didn't go. I didn't like it. While I was demoing, I looked over, and there were some guys out there on this veranda that, you know, drinking beer, having a little cocktail on a little Friday after a golf round. It's really cool. And you're hitting up there with this elevated tee box, and the ball's going down. Beautiful, beautiful setting up there. Then I look over, and there's big wedding parties going on. They had like 300 people for dinner that night as well. And I mean, Friday nights are a big deal there. And I looked over, just a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful setting over there. And it was just peaceful, and it was nice. It was a great way to end the week over at Katichi. I'm also reminded that every single time I pull in the parking lot, I'm like, you know, man, this is going to be a nice day today. This is really good. I get a good feel for it. If you've not played this golf course, get out, do that now. CATEECHEE.com. I know Clemson is at Wake Forest this weekend, 3:30 game, so you can go play early and come back home and watch the Tigers. And for you Georgia Bulldogs, very close to Athens, Vanderbilt comes to town this weekend. It'll be a great, great deal for you there. CATEECHEE.com. Let me ask you this, Mr. War 24. Did Kelly Bryant, was he mature last year? Was his body mature last year?
Yes, 3 years he was in the program? Physically mature last year.
He got a concussion in the Syracuse game?
He did. Okay. Didn't Deshaun break his finger in a face mask?
Yeah.
Wasn't the ACL against Georgia Tech a non-contact? Wasn't he planting it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just making sure through all those.
Just making sure we're on the same page.
I know we have 6 phone calls right here. I'm going to get to all 6.
All of them.
Because I want everybody to have a fair chance to say what they say. I just hate wasting time on that. I don't want to, you know, everybody's entitled to their opinion, but I'm not going to let people get away with saying stuff that's just not true. Nobody lied. There was still a 2-quarterback system in place. No one's saying that the guy turned down the NFL draft to come back for this year. And no one's saying that concussions have anything to do with your body. And the guy that you're arguing for was hurt in his last home game. And then through all of that, let's remember one very, very important detail. He took his ball and he went home. He quit. He did what's best for him and said what's best for his teammates. Can't make it more simple. If you're on hold, you still want to talk about that, I'll let you go. Let you go, you know, do it. But hopefully won't spend too much time on that. Let's get Dave in Simpsonville, 654 Roar. Dave, I appreciate you hanging on, man. How you doing?
Doing great. Hey, appreciate you getting me in. You know, I gleaned several positive things from Saturday. 1, number 9 and number 13, that's your safety net. No matter who's quarterbacking, no matter what body style, no matter what experience, those two guys are your safety net because those two guys are the most reliable out there on the offense. And it was fun seeing those guys be the veterans that they were. Number 2, Xavier Thomas, that guy is a speed freak. And he got to Dungy a couple times and shot by him, but on that last hit, he blew that kid up. And I tell you what, you could feel the energy, the excitement from that stadium when he just knocked that kid's block off. And that was fun. And I'm glad to see there was no yellow flag because you just don't want that official to make a mistake. Number 3, the offensive line really grew up this weekend. I thought that they pushed Syracuse around pretty well in that second half. They opened up a lot of gaps for Etienne, and they stayed out on the field, and they did what they were supposed to do. So those are the big 3 things. Now, I'm not going to disparage any young man at all. Having said that, Will Muschamp, you're not a young man. Don't even call Marshall to try to get your 12th games rescheduled. They're going to be busy in bowl preparation. You're going to have to find somebody to get bowl eligible, Will Muschamp. You guys are terrible. Maybe Coastal Carolina, maybe Charleston Southern, or down here in Clinton, Presbyterian College may have an open date for you. I tell you what, 20 plays on one drive when you're down 14 and you can't even come away with points. Carolina, I'm not even going to sit on the fence on this one. I'm just going to go stand in the corner and laugh my ass off at you. Vicky, Have a positively great day.
Thank you, Dave. 20-play drive. The only 20-play drive I've ever seen didn't result in points. Crazy stuff there. 654 Roar. Going in the order that you guys brought them in here. Will's in Columbia. Hey, Will, thanks for hanging on. How you doing?
Hey, I'm much better after that last caller. That really made my morning because I live in Columbia, and I'm live. I'm almost crying right now. But the reason I called in is because, you know, I graduated from Clemson in 03, and I went through the Streeter years, the years where we would go up to the top 10 and fall completely on our face. You know, of course, the high 5 years with Carolina, and I've never seen. I mean, I was at both championships. Where we lost and won, but I've never seen the state of Clemson the way it is right now, where we're talking about, oh, your guy quit, our guy and Trevor, you know, he stayed and this, that, and the other. I just think it's sad that we're here. I think there's more to appreciate about Clemson football. I do think that Kelly probably made an emotional decision, but I also think that Dabo is displaying poor management, because how do you lose four quarterbacks in a year? I'm not saying that Dabo lied. I'm just saying that there's something that's being said that's totally shocking these guys for them to not want to hang around. I can understand for Hunter Johnson because he was a five-star. But the other guys, I really don't know what's going on. And the last thing I would say is that I was proud to see our run game because I do believe that Kelly Bryant has been ignoring play calls. So I'm not so upset about him not being there anymore because with a third-string quarterback, you know, we're running plays. They know the run's coming, and they still couldn't stop us. So I'm happy to be a Tiger. I just hope that we can get beyond this my guy versus your guy thing.
Will, I appreciate the phone call. Look, here's our guys, and it's the guys that are currently still there. The quarterback thing, this is society now. We live where basketball players are going to three different high schools and four different AAU teams. Where you want to play, I want to play right away. I get all that. Alabama lost 2 5-star quarterbacks 2 years ago. Florida State, remember Florida State signed those 3 top 100 quarterbacks, and right now Francois is the only one still around. Everybody thinks I'm going to go in and be the guy. Then they get there, and since you only play limited amount of quarterbacks compared to running backs or wide receivers or offensive linemen, whatever, they're going to do that. This is nothing new. You're going to see more and more of it. If anything, you give Clemson credit for recruiting the Coopers and the Johnsons of the world, and the fact that they have a chance to come in and compete. You don't win the job, the other guy wins the job, and you move on. That's the culture that we are in with quarterbacks. John is an easy 654 Roar. John, thanks for hanging on. Hope you're doing well.
I am. How are you guys today?
Blessed. Very blessed.
That's good. Listen, I was telling Mr. Orr that the Caleb call was the most entertaining radio that I've heard you guys put on for a while. Everybody got animated. I loved it. I would just like to try to expound a little bit on some of the points that I think he was trying to make. I think both of you guys had great points, but in as much as you're right that you cannot, there's no amount of training that will make your brain less susceptible to injury. But I think the point he was trying to touch on is that a more experienced person may be less likely to put themselves in a position to sustain that injury, just like a younger driver is more likely to be in an accident than a more experienced driver. So I think that's kind of what he was trying to say.
It would have held water if Kelly Bryant, on a scrambling run play 2 weeks prior, would not have missed the second quarter, most of the second quarter and the rest of the game, had he not gotten hurt when he was running the football. That the guy that he was clamoring for got hurt in the game. Now, if you wanted to say that Kelly Bryant's experience would have, in that place, he would have slid, he would have gotten down, and maybe so, but the guy that you want, the guy that you made, the guy that quit, by the way, that you want, he got hurt doing the same thing, running when the pass play broke down. So that didn't hold any water for him. Okay.
No, your point is well taken. Any right. player can get hurt on any play in any given situation. I'm just saying.
Even a freshman.
Probabilities and statistics do, yes.
Even a senior.
Probabilities and statistics do matter, and that's why car insurance is more expensive for younger drivers than more experienced drivers. I'm not saying it wouldn't happen to Kelly Bryant the same way. I'm just saying I think that may be what he was trying to say, that at some point you gain enough experience to make different decisions that may make you a little bit less likely to sustain an injury.
Well, let me ask you this, though. Kelly Bryant was a senior, right?
Yes.
Did he make the decisions in his last home game to not to get down and not take a hit and get hurt?
No, he didn't. I agree with you that any player can get hurt on any play. I'm just saying there's statistically you may be a little bit more apt to get hurt if you have less experience on that level than if you have more experience. There's no guarantees. You're absolutely right. Your point's well taken. I'm just saying that, you know, if you've been playing at that level longer, you may make some decisions that protect yourself a little bit more often than if you haven't. And I think that's what he was trying to say.
But he also tried to say was that Dabo lied to him and that Kelly turned down his NFL career, and those things are not the case. Neither of those things are the case.
Oh, I completely disagree with those things. I mean, I understand what you're saying. I don't think Kelly Bryant, no matter where he goes or if he had stayed, would be in the NFL draft. I just don't think he's that type of quarterback. I don't think the numbers are there. But here's what I've noticed, and I haven't heard any callers touch on this. Maybe they have. But, you know, the whole two-quarterback thing, at the beginning of the season, the coaching staff at Clemson said, okay, we're going to play both guys. They said that, I think, probably had a lot to do with Nick Saban making that decision last year, although he didn't advertise it, but we saw what happened in the national championship. The difference, though, was that Nick Saban this year never made a crowning ceremony out of naming Tua the starter. I mean, we all know Tua's the starter, but you know how Nick Saban is. When the media, you know, presses him on that, he just looks at him and says, I'm playing both guys. Now, I think the coaching staff at Clemson maybe should have taken that same tact, and maybe the young man's pride wouldn't have gotten hurt. I don't know. And maybe everybody's glad he's gone. I mean, I think Trevor Lawrence is a better athlete.
Hold on, let me ask you this, John. Let me ask you this. Let's review what you're saying here. Nick Saban did not name a starter to the media, to anybody.
I didn't say that. He didn't make a ceremony out of it.
There was no – what ceremony did Dabo make out of it? He was asked a question, and he said, hey, man, we're going to go – not even that. They put out a depth chart on a Monday. There was no ceremony. He put out the depth charts, what he put out. Nick Saban, if you remember, Saban was criticized, and Maria Taylor, and he's asked about it. And now we have this revisionist history saying, oh, Saban handled things right. The only reason that Saban's handled everything right, is because Jalen didn't quit. That's the only difference in the two, that Jalen has decided that I'm going to stick it out and I'm going to do it at the end of the year like what you should do. The only difference here is that Kelly Bryant took his ball and went home. Dabo still told him, you can still play. You're going to play. We're going to put you in. The only thing that's changed is Trevor takes the first snaps. You're still going to play in the game. And as a result of that, he didn't like it. So instead of what Jalen did and hanging around, Kelly Bryant quit. That's it. That's the only difference. There was no ceremony. There was no. They put out a press release saying, hey, the depth chart's changed at quarterback. That's it. Guess what? The best player is going to play. That's crazy.
Well, it probably just sounded more ceremonial to me because I'm from here and I listen to the roar every morning. I don't know what Alabama fans hear in Alabama.
Go ahead, John. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, here is that Saban was criticized. Because he said, I'm not talking about. We'll play who we're going to play. And then he puts Tua out there as a starter. Everybody knew it was going to be Tua. But they changed quarterbacks. They played the younger quarterback. They did exactly what Dabo did. Tua is better than Jalen. He's the younger guy. Jalen had all the experience, and Nick Saban did exactly what Dabo Swinney did. The younger, more talented guy that deserved to play and deserved to start, he put in the game. The only difference is that Jalen said, I'm going to stick it out. At the end of the year, I'll make a decision. Whereas Kelly Bryant said, nope, I quit.
Well, there's another difference, too. I mean, Jalen could make that decision and stay right there at Alabama and play back up to it and still have a good shot at going to the next level, whereas, you know, Kelly Bryant wouldn't have if he didn't get back in the game.
I don't think Jalen's going to the next level. Yeah, I don't think Jalen's going to the next level.
He may not. He may not, but I'm just saying, I think he's got a better chance at being the number two at Alabama and having gone to two national championships than Kelly Bryant would have had being the number two at Clemson.
Yeah.
Maybe not. I mean, what do I know? But I'm just saying it makes it an easier decision for one guy than the other, I think. And I'll take your comments off the air. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you so much, John. Appreciate the phone call. I get this one as well in saying that Jalen still has an extra year and that Jalen's made the point he's got an extra year. Well, how is that any different? Because he got two rather than one? Jalen could go into a program and be the starting quarterback for 2 years, right? He has a redshirt year. He could go someplace and play for 2 years. Well, why does it matter? He's got, well, he still has another year at the end of this. What? What's the difference? He's not playing, or he's not going to be the starter. The difference is that I don't have any problem with Hunter Johnson. I don't have any problem with Zerick Cooper. But you don't quit on your team in the middle of a season. Simple as that. To be totally honest with you, I have fatigue talking about a guy that quit. I'd rather talk about the guys that didn't quit. I'd rather talk about Renfrow and Chase Bryce and Trevor Lawrence and Travis Etienne and Gabe Cervinka and A.J. Terrell and the guys that and Xavier Thomas, the guys that didn't quit. So if we want to talk about that, hang on. If you want to talk about more of the guy that did quit, then I'll put up with it, but I'd rather not. I got fatigue on all that. Zero Res, ZeroResGreenville.com, ZeroReZ. Let Zero Res take care of you. Here is the difference in Zero Res. You are going to get powered water that is not going to be with harsh chemicals, not going to be with harsh detergents, not going to be with harsh soaps, and in the end, it's safer for your pets, it's safer for your families, for your toddlers, for your babies, learning how to crawl and walk around and stuff. Fluff your carpets that dry faster, stay cleaner longer, and you're going to get all this right now. How about this? You get all this right now, $119, free hallway. When you mention my name, Mickey, you're going to love it. It's my great friends at Zero Res, ZeroResGreenville.com, ZeroReZ, 558-7300, 558-7300. Mr. Orr 24, I got some folks that are worried about your blood pressure and your voice.
Yeah, I'm fine.
And your treble. And you okay? We'll come back. I'd love to hear from your reaction Monday more to this.
Pendleton's 20th annual Fall Harvest Festival on the Village Green in Pendleton is Saturday, October 6th from 10 till 5. Featuring quality crafts, entertainment, food vendors, old-fashioned children's games, and fine family fun. Crowd-pleasing banjo player Charles Wood will be performing again this year, and TJ Land and the Jolly Wingo Band will be picking to get you grinning. Pendleton's own DJ, Patrick Brock, will be on hand throughout the day. Blood Connection Blood Drive from 10 a.m. to 2:30 p.m.
Hi, this is Terry Wyatt of Ag South Farm Credit.
This is Christy Ross of Ag South Mortgages.
If you need financing for land, livestock, equipment, construction, both home and farm, or everything out in the country, give me a call.
If you're purchasing or refinancing a home on land or in a subdivision, let me design a loan that fits your needs.
The team at Ag South has been servicing the upstate rural communities for nearly 100 years.
We have the experience and products to fulfill your needs.
Call us at 226-8507.
Or visit us on the web at agsouthfc.com.
An equal opportunity lender.
Homeowners and landscapers choose EnviroMulch, a locally owned, environmentally friendly company. They supply quality organic mulches, soil, sand, and stone for every landscaping application, delivery, or pickup. Nobody beats their prices. EnviroMulchOnline.com.
Have you noticed the construction next to Hendrick Honda Easley? That's because they're expanding. Thanks to their amazing family of clients, the demand for Hondas continues to increase. They have the make, model, and color you want. Always in stock and ready to test drive for our customers. The 2019 Hondas are arriving. Experience the world-class difference at Hendrick Honda Easley. Check out their vast inventory at ilovehendrickhondaeasley.com. That's ilovehendrickhondaeasley.com.
There's no one like you, and this fall, Pandora Jewelry lets you show that to the world with over 150 rings to choose from, crafted from sterling silver, Pandora rose, or 14-karat gold. Now Turner's carries the Pandora University charms so you can show your team spirit. And Turner's has the new Groove brand silicone tiger paw band and has the only selection of Levion in the tri-state area. It's all happening at Turner's Jewelers in the Applewood Center Place in Seneca or online at turnersjewelers.com.
Clemson alumni Friar Dixon, a third-generation insurance professional, is proud to be part of the Clemson community. He lives and works here, and he can help make sure you and your family are protected with the right insurance coverage. Call Friar Dixon at 643-2895, and you'll be in good hands. For the protection you want and the service you need, it's Friar Dixon Allstate in Clemson, 643-2895, Allstate. Are you in good hands? Subject to terms, conditions, and availability.
Whether your adventure takes you to the top of Chimney Rock or the shores of Lake Jocassee or the woods for camping, Elkmont Trading Company in Clemson has everything you need for your next adventure.
Serving the upstate since 1995, Elkmont offers fly fishing gear from Orvis and Sims, as well as the area's best selection of kayaks and camping gear. Featuring Chacos, Birkenstocks, Patagonia, Southern Marsh, Columbia, Yeti, Eno Hammocks, Kavu Rope Bags, Mountain Khakis, and more. Elkmont also has kayaks and stand-up paddle boards for rent, so you can try before you buy. Are you hungry? Try Elkmont's barbecue sandwich or a pint of locally brewed craft beer from one of Elkmont's 16 taps. There really is something for everyone at Elkmont. So remember, if you haven't been to Elkmont, you haven't been to Clemson.
You know cars and trucks cost less than Travelers Rest at George Coleman Ford. Did you also know George Coleman Ford is always looking to buy quality pre-owned vehicles from you? Even if you don't buy from them, they can make the process smooth and easy in buying your pre-owned car, truck, or SUV. It's the way George Coleman Ford has been doing business in Travelers Rest for over 86 years and four generations. Whether buying from them or selling to them, trust in George Coleman Ford.
Pack your bags. Frontier Airlines has arrived at GSP International Airport with nonstop flights and low fares to Denver, Las Vegas, Orlando, and Tampa. Book your trip from GSP at flyfrontier.com. Frontier Airlines. Low fares done right.
The Mickey Flyler Show
on 105.5 The Roar.
What were you thinking?
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
First things first, I'm the realest, realest. I needed that, Mr. Orr. I need a little Iggy this morning. Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Engineered sleep. Woo. Has great mattresses. I need a little engineer sleep nap right now. I was at our local hangout Saturday after the game, and that song came on twice out of about eight songs.
Did it?
Yeah, it's not even a jukebox. It kept coming on.
Get it going.
I love it. Give it to me one more time. It'll just make me a little better mood over there.
Well.
Engineer Sleep wants to make your mattress. Simple as that. They don't want a middleman to make money off of you. Simple as that. So you're going to get a custom-made mattress. It's going to be so much more affordable than you ever thought it could. It's our great friends at Engineered Sleep, engineeredsleep.com. They're on Congaree Road over in Greenville. Let them custom design, custom size. You know, let's say you got some sort of river boat thing or whatever. Houseboat. Let's say you got a RV. Let's say you got a truck. They do these cool things for SUVs, that mattresses fit in the back of SUVs, in case you want to camp out and do it that way. Find out more. Engineersleep, engineersleep.com. I shudder to do this now. I have guys that have been hanging on for a long, long, long time. Let's get a couple of those guys now for sure. I think Buddy's been hanging on the line. Buddy is in Greensboro, Georgia. Buddy, thanks for hanging on. How you doing down there?
Man, I'm doing great, Nicky. How about yourself?
Great. Greensboro, Georgia, one of the most beautiful places in the whole Peach State. I love it down there. Nice place.
Yeah, it is. We got some rain and got some good hay this year. Hey, I was going to give you guys a call. You know, when all this originally started with Kelly and everything, I thought, nah, man, I'm just going to let this go. I mean, I hated the distraction and everything. And I really do feel, you know, after I make my comment about this, how much further along are we going to keep talking about? I hate it they left the team because I really didn't see that level of immaturity out of the young man that surfaced to the surface because he's a grown man. I mean, you know, football's football, and I really do hate. I wish him well, and you know, I just the whole thing is to me has already been put to bed. I'm just really pleased with the way I haven't seen Clemson be that assertive like that there were Saturday as a team. I mean, everybody on the whole sidelines was just, you know, I can't remember the last time I've seen everybody doing their towels and getting the crowd into it and. You know, occasionally, yes, but not like it was this Saturday. And Syracuse is a daggum good football team. I'm telling you, they are really a disciplined football team in every phase of the game. And I was just really pleased by the way the team came, not only the adversity, of the situation with Kelly, but the adversity of Lawrence getting hurt. And it didn't surprise me really with Chase, because I've seen him play. We all have seen him play, in some of the orange and white games. But I watched him on television numerous times on the Georgia Public Broadcasting, because they show a lot of high school games. And this guy really, he is a gamer. He is really an excellent football player. Let me tell you this much, Mickey, and I'll take this off the line. Do you start him this Saturday? I mean, does he? I don't know what the protocol is with Lawrence, but I mean, what you think about that?
But it's a great point, man. I appreciate the phone call. Thanks for calling in. The doctors decide who starts this week. If Trevor Lawrence is healthy and the brain has recovered and there's no chance of any more further, there's all a chance of further damage, but nothing more than the normal risk of a game, then you start Trevor Lawrence. If not, you feel good about Chase Brice. You talk about asserting will. Mr. Orr, 24, halftime, Dabo Swinney came in and said, we're about to go old school. He told Jeff Scott and Tony, we're about to go old school. We're going to start imposing our will here. Chase Brice talked about that in the second half. They imposed their will. And then Clemson had four scoring drives in the second half. Only the five-yard drive at the interception, which ended in a field goal. A 55-yard, eight-play drive, they got a field goal out of it, in which they started at their own 20. And then a six-play, 75-yard drive and a 13-play, 94-yard drive both resulted in two fourth-quarter touchdowns. That was the difference in that game. Monroe has been hanging on forever, too. Monroe, I really appreciate you being patient. I hope you're doing well this morning.
Hey, doing good. How you guys doing?
Fantastic.
I was going to get on here and refer to ignorant Caleb's comments, but then I decided, who's Kelly? Because I don't, he's dead to me. He's gone. He's quit. So I want to talk about Winthrop. Can we talk about that catch he made right there in the second half?
Unbelievable.
I mean, what does it take to retire a jersey? Do they have to play in the NFL, or can we go ahead and retire his jersey at the end of the season?
Yeah, what a unbelievable career the guy has had. That amazing acrobatic, moving your body, catch around, and a huge play. He had his guy beat deep. If the ball's thrown, it would have been a touchdown. But what a great adjustment. Renfro does things. It's hard. You see guys downfield all the time that don't adjust their body. And he was shielded by the guy. And I thought it was pass interference too, maybe. But, boy, what a great catch again. And a really smart play. They needed that at that internet drive.
I agree 100%. And I think we saw Chase Brice. I think we saw him go up in the second half.
Yeah.
And you want to talk about some experience. I think that was pretty phenomenal that he was able to pull a drive. I feel like I was sitting in the Alabama game last year where you felt like you were down 5, 7, 10 points, and it's just like, how are you going to make it up? And all of a sudden we put that drive together, and it was really rewarding just to see the team kind of come together and overcome that adversity.
No doubt about it. And it was one of those, the two RPO throws that he had to Ross and then the fourth down throw that he had to Higgins, it was all of a growing confidence in there. Look, he's still not going to be this polished passer. The pick wasn't good, a couple underthrown balls, but he's not going to be this great polished passer. But the kid's got some moxie and some resiliency, and I kept telling Mr. Orr 24, who was sat beside for the first time ever, we're undefeated together, I kept saying, he's going to pull one of these zone reads back, and he's going to get big yards out of it. And the 17-yard run he had on the touchdown drive I thought was huge.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
And lastly, two callers ago talking about, the quarterbacks leaving. Well, I don't know many schools that have four quarterbacks that they even would care about leaving. So the fact that we had that problem, I'd say, is a pretty good testament to Dabo and the team and what they're doing in terms of recruiting. So I'll take the rest of it out there. I appreciate you getting my call. Hope you guys have a wonderful day.
Thanks, Monroe. I appreciate the phone call. The culture of quarterbacks are going to transfer out. I don't know. Now, I will tell you this. I give Virginia Tech a lot of credit because their second-team guy came in and they looked great against Duke. I give Miami a lot of credit. Perry, the second-team guy, comes in, and he looks pretty good against North Carolina. But for the most part, whenever you had to go to second, and then what Clemson's chances this weekend were third quarterbacks, and that's not mentioning Cooper and Johnson, but when they went to the third quarterback, how many teams would go to a third quarterback at the start of a week and win football game? Not many. 654 Roar, 654-7627. Tater Chicken Hater comes in with us next. Good morning, Tater Chicken Hater. How you doing?
I'm doing well.
for two reasons. One, we won and the Coots lost and lost miserably.
Yeah, didn't look good in that loss.
That was beautiful. I mean, this weekend, I mean, I got a little bit different take on this. This weekend actually worked out better for Clemson than if the whole week before hadn't happened. Basically, with KB leaving, let's just say that only 10% of the locker room was affected. It's probably more than that, but let's say 10% was affected, not only because of loyalty to him, but due to the stretch. After the way things played out this weekend, the team, all that, I feel like it's been a healing moment for the team. They all pulled together and became a team again. And you also got the benefit of, if you think back to the last 2 years, the games that changed our season were Pittsburgh and Syracuse after losses. I think that this is the same type of effect, but we actually got a win out of it. So we got a win, we still got the bump we would have got with the loss as far as where the team plays. Also, I think that if this is what's really twist, if we had got what we thought we wanted and KB had stayed when Dabo asked him to stay, his mental state would still be all messed up. And when he got called to go in, he would have blown the game up because his head's not right. So his leaving actually turned out to be a good thing for us because he didn't come in with that mental situation. And if you look, Chase actually came in. He was a little rattled to begin with. But he kept playing. The Hunter Renfrow catch changed the game because it gave Chase confidence. Up until then, his passes were all over the place. After that, every pass but one was perfect. Yeah. And it was just slightly off. So I think that the Hunter Renfrow catch was bigger than the catch. The way he rescued the thing settled Chase down and made him, if you watch a game, his passes are totally different after Renfrow makes that catch.
And that wasn't a good throw, by the way. You're right. That wasn't a good throw.
No, it was a terrible throw. Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Right.
When he made that catch, after that, every catch is perfect. I mean, even the throw to the end zone that Amari dropped was a perfect pass.
Which was pass interference, but they didn't call. But yes.
But they didn't call.
Right.
But he settled him down and he became a different player. Also, the other benefit of the thing is, if you look at the thing long term, from what you saw the two players, Chase Bryce has a higher ceiling than KB as a quarterback. So at the end of the year, our second-string quarterback will be better than KB would have been at the end of the year. And one more real important thing. Think about this. We were in the situation where we had to run the ball to win the game. ETN would not have gotten all those carries if KB was in the game because KB would have kept most of those balls himself. And KB doesn't run the ball the way ETN does.
Tanner Chicken Hater, very good points. I agree on everything. I appreciate your phone call. I hope you have a great day. Good points. Who's been hanging on the longest here? I think it is Ellis. Ellis, thanks for hanging on so long. I hope you're doing well.
Doing well, guys. Great day to be a Tiger.
No doubt.
But, you know, I wanted to come in and just make a quick little point about the whole freshman decisions thing. I don't think anyone understood that Trevor has a higher IQ than you think. I mean, just a couple plays before, he could have kept going, but he slid.
Right.
I mean, there was more yards for him to get, but he slid on a play. And that saved him that way. I think, and me saying this is that I think knowing Kelly Bryant, him being the starter for a year and a half, I think he would have done the same thing on that play that Trevor got hurt as Trevor.
Well,
there's nothing...
And on the play, too, Ellis, he got tripped up. It's not like he was diving to get – he wasn't going to make it anywhere near the sticks. He got tripped. And it was an unathletic-looking play because the guy made a good little tackle on him on the sidelines.
Right. And, you know, the thing that's most important, and everybody's been saying it, but I just want to reiterate for any, you know, anyone out there, any players that may be listening to this or whatever, the fact that Chase Bryce could come in and Gage Savinka could come in and those guys come in, Xavier Thomas. you have to believe that you could be the difference. And if Kelly Bryant was there, he could have been the difference. That could have completely changed his season. He may have done everything he needed to re-solidify himself, or at least make Dabo understand that, hey, and Dabo never said he wasn't going to play. No one knew what that was going to look like. But you have to believe you can be the difference. I mean, if anyone should have left the school by now, don't you think it should have been Trevion Thompson? When's the last time you see him make a catch? And that's all I've got to say for the day.
Elsa, I appreciate the phone call. Thanks an awful lot. Zach, I want to get this from you right before, because how you doing over there, man? Are you okay?
I'm fine. We're good. We're great. It's fine.
Miss you. What we saw Saturday is typical of Dabo Swinney coach teams in his program right now, because we saw culture. And he mentioned Chase Bryce is easy. That's a layup. All right? Renfro, that's a layup. Blind man can see that. It's layups. You brought it out earlier in the show, and the caller just brought it up as well. Gates Cervinka is a great example of this, a guy that's a second-team center that has to move over to guard because Ankrum's hurt, and Pollard, who's been at guard, Stewart, and go over there at guard. So you go with Cervinka and put it in there, and people say, why are you playing all these linemen? Why are they need to be running up the score on people a little earlier. Well, the culture says, hey, wait, let's get Cervinka some time. Let's get Bockhorst some time. Let's get Stewart some time, and let's see. And then so when you do have – and the same day that your second team guy had quit, and your two guys are suspended, and your number one corner's out, and your All American five star quarterback gets hurt, and your starting right tackle gets hurt, you move those guys around. What you saw on Saturday was a perfect example of the culture at Clemson, where Gade Cervinka has this unbelievable game because he was ready because of what he was put into. That's all culture. That's Dabo Swinney. I'm glad you pointed out Cervinka earlier in the show. It goes to show your football knowledge, friend.
Appreciate you and I have different ways of watching football games in person.
Explain this to me, because I know, but explain this to me.
Very different perspectives. Right. We both get excited about, you know, big plays. That's a given, right? Everybody does that in the stadium. I'm a cross my arms and watch kind of guy.
Yeah.
You're a... Come on! Come on!
I need to be this guy. Let's go!
Yeah. Oh, you're into it.
I need to be that
guy. It's exciting. It's fun.
Yeah.
And that's just not me in the games.
You got to set the scene, man. When it scored.
Well, we scored. We're sitting in these seats here. Great seats, by the way. Again, thank you.
Yeah, you're
and,
pretty lucky.
I had to do
right?
the old, excuse me, you guys are in my seats. You know, that whole thing at the beginning of the game, nothing worse than
First of all, it's good to stay, but it's right there by the portal, too.
So right there, you're in and out easy. Yeah. It's good to go.
Blessed.
And, you know, all game, we're high-fiving and excited for different things to happen. You get to be a fan. You don't have to to do anything other than that.
Right, you're not working.
And the end of the game happens there. ETN trots it in with 41 seconds left. And I turn to celebrate, and like I turn my left shoulder and just open my body up enough, and a 50-year-old man jumps into my arms and is hanging on me like a howler monkey.
I love my.
I'm just holding him.
You're my organ grinder.
That's what it was. And he's was screaming. Awesome. Ah! It was exciting. It was a good moment.
That was a lot of fun, man. I appreciate you getting in there with us. That was great. Hey, University College is universitycollege.com. Get in touch with the folks. Hey, it's a great place to live. If you're a student, you're looking for that place to live in January. They do have 6-month leases, which is awesome. And you're going to get in there and not have to worry about your bad roommate you got right now, your bad living conditions you have right now. I told you there was a good friend of mine who had a thing. They didn't have air conditioning at their house that they rented, and they weren't able to fix it and things like this. University College is brand new. Your own cottage, not a condominium, not a townhome, not a duplex, your own cottage at less than $500 a month. The numbers matter. That number matters more than anything else. Brand new, all the granite, all the amenities, all the luxury living that you get with student living nowadays, but at less than $500 a month. If you have any issues for next semester, you're looking at it's our wonderful friends at University Colleges, universitycottages.com, 784-3400. Final break, more than your turn after this.
Join Walt Deptula's Road Rage at Twin Peaks this Thursday for some awesome food, drinks, and of course the scenic views. Get sports delivered to you like only Walt can do. And enjoy the cold beer and the HD TVs live this Thursday at Twin Peaks on Woodruff Road.
Pack your bags. Frontier Airlines has arrived at GSP International Airport with nonstop flights and low fares to Denver, Las Vegas, Orlando, and Tampa. Book your trip from GSP at flyfrontier.com. Frontier Airlines. Low fares done right.
Wait, you did not get a couple of quotes?
Should I? Did you get a couple of quotes?
Yes, replacing a garage door is a big deal.
At Built Right Garage Doors, we believe garage doors should demonstrate both durability and class. RCHI Accents Wood Tones garage doors are meticulously designed and manufactured using full-color digital imaging and insulated steel.
I'm calling Built Right.
Built Right 232-DOOR.
Built Right Garage Doors. Call 232-DOOR.
Are you tired of seeing and doing the same thing every day? Are you ready for a career that's exciting and different? Excel Truck Driver Training is your answer. Truck drivers get to travel and see new things every day. Your office is the open road, and you're in charge. Excel offers certified Class A and Class B CDL courses taught by experienced instructors with flexible scheduling that includes days, nights, or weekends. Excel Truck Driver Training, locally owned and operated in Piedmont, 864-844-1961.
Earnings vary based on your effort. Message and data rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to make money flipping houses right here in Greenville and Spartanburg? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Greenville and Spartanburg area who want to learn how to make money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Greenville and Spartanburg are perfect markets for my system, and next week I'm holding a free two-hour educational workshop where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's workshop, text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Text in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. Just text your zip code to 82,000.
Ready to tailgate for the big game? Food? Check. Drinks? Check. Ice? Don't worry. Twice the Ice has you covered with an option of bulk ice or 16-pound bags of filtered non-chlorinated water for your cooler to ensure your day is twice as nice at half the price. 24/7. Bring your cooler to any 18 locations in Anderson and Pickens County.
It's too hot. Get some ice. Need a cool drink. Just chilling nice. Got me a big old bag of ice. This hot deal so cool. It's twice as nice.
Big O Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram is your local family-owned automotive dealer in the upstate. Life, liberty, and happiness is what we're all about. Big O has a huge inventory of new and used vehicles at the lowest price. Cars, SUVs, minivans, Jeeps, and trucks, new and pre-owned. You name it, we've got it. Trust us to deliver your next vehicle today. Visit us online at BigOdodge.com or check us out in Greenville under that big American flag on the Motor Mile.
You have cracks in your driveway, sidewalk, or settling pool decks? Why tear it out when you can lift it? Canty Foundation Specialists can raise concrete slabs back to its original position using our patented PolyLevel process. Call Canty today at 864-475-1671. Don't replace it, raise it. 475-1671 or visit us at cantyfoundationsc.com.
The best way to kick off the day, the Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
Now, who's with me?
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
All right, welcome back. I've got all six callers. Three guys have been hanging on forever, and the new three new ones I'm going to get to you guys as well. Charlie's in Clemson. I promise I'll get to everybody before the end of the show. Charlie, thanks for hanging on. I hope you're doing well.
Yeah, what's up, man? So, mostly I just kind of wanted to talk about not quarterbacks today. Honestly, our secondary played really well, especially Kyler McMichael coming in and going on. I think it might have been what their best wide receiver was, number 17. And he had kind of a rough start, but eventually he just ended up shutting him down.
I thought he played great. And you know what, Charlie, in the end, you're going to be able to count on this kid. This kid's going to be a star here at Clemson. He's a true freshman. You're going to love this kid.
Yep. And also, did you notice during the game, the Syracuse kind of offensive line, some of their defensive players, they're just kind of talking a lot. I don't know how to add all this. Yeah. Just kind of shoving around. And it's interesting. I got a lot of texts after we met at the Paul after the game and talked to a lot of fans. Kind of the same thing. You're just chirping a lot, and it doesn't usually work out for you in the end whenever you're talking against Clemson in the past couple of years.
Well, Charlie, that's a good point. I appreciate the phone call. Hope you have a great day. It's a really good point. I saw a lot of chirping. South Carolina-Kentucky game was disgusting. Here's the thing you got to do. Just play football. All the other stuff will take care of itself. Just play. Jersey Jack, you've been a patient soul. I really appreciate you calling in, man. Hope you're doing well. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Lost my voice Saturday night just getting it back. So
good. Glad to hear that.
I'm usually like Zach. I had to sit there in my arms crossed and my wife yelling like you, but I had to yell Saturday night.
Well, I hope for your case and for her case, I hope that if there's any arm jumping in anybody's arms, I hope she jumped in your arms rather than jumping in her arms.
Yeah, she jumped in my arms. Okay, that was good.
Good.
Hey, gotta extend Zach's second portion a little bit and give some love out to Tanner Muse. Charlie mentioned our secondary just now. And I'll tell you, Tanner Muse stopped a couple plays up the middle with tough tackles and stopped a pass on the sideline, almost intercepted it. But that would have been a first down. That would have continued their drive and it wouldn't have been punting to us. So I got to give Tanner Muse a lot of credit for a great game on Saturday. And I really appreciate his work this year.
I thought that's a great point. I thought he played his best game. There was a lot of concern about him, a lot of concern about Isaiah Simmons. But here's the thing, because of Fields's first of all, Clemson's limited in their secondary with numbers but and in experience. But because of Fields' suspension and Mullen's injury, they had to go. They didn't play any nickel the entire time against Syracuse. And Muse is a guy who's not great against the pass normally, and Simmons is a guy who might struggle a little bit like he did against A&M. Both those guys played a great game and limited to Syracuse, just 311 total yards. You did a great job. It's a good point.
Yeah, it was a great job. And I was a little bit of a couch potato yesterday, but I got to say one thing on the sports front. Loved the Ryder Cup and hated the NASCAR event. What a terrible venue for a NASCAR championship race yesterday, if you ever got to watch it. It was awful.
I thought that they should have done it earlier in the year, not a crucial time. I like the idea that you're experimenting a little bit, but I don't like it in the championship run part.
No, I agree with you. Yeah, totally. I mean, I was glad that a Penske driver won and Blaney won, but I tell you what, it was a terrible venue for a championship. Yeah. Anyway, you guys had a great show today. Very entertaining, and hope to see you soon.
Thank you, Jack. I hope to see you on Wednesday. Gerard's been very patient as well. Gerard, thanks for calling in from Greenville, man. I really appreciate you being so patient with us.
All right, I appreciate it. You know, I wasn't intending on calling in. I got in my car and I heard talking about like Kelly Bryant quit, and you know, I don't think so. And I don't. I'm an Alabama fan. I don't think it's the exact same as the Alabama situation. You know, we had a plan last year that because Jalen struggled all last year, and we knew Tua was a better arm talent, but we wanted to give him Jalen every opportunity. But we had a plan for the Clemson game to bring Tua in, and ended up we didn't need him. So the plan stayed in for the next game. We needed him. I mean, he'd come in at halftime and win the national championship.
Well, let me ask you this,
Kelly
though. Uh-huh. What would happen if it had been a little bit too late? Or let me ask this, Gerard. How did it feel losing to Auburn last year? Because I know Alabama fans don't like that. Could Tua have played better last year against Auburn? Because, man, you got truck raced out of Auburn. Wouldn't it be nice to say you won the state championship, won the West, won the SEC?
Probably. Yeah. Oh, well, definitely. You know, you want to be Auburn. That's your number one guy.
Right. And by the way, what would we be saying today now? Let's just do a little bit of history here.
Yeah.
If Wisconsin would have beat Ohio State in the Big Ten championship game, would people be saying today, if Nick Saban would have played Tua against Auburn, we would have beat Auburn, and we would have made it to playoffs, and who knows, we might even have won a whole national championship. We won the West, won the SEC. If you just play him against Auburn, you might win that game. You see what I'm saying? That it's easy to look back and say that it worked out for you. You know what? What if Georgia, you know, gets a sack on Tua late, whatever, you say, hey, man, we used Tua too late. We should have played him earlier in the year, because I know a lot of Alabama fans are saying that.
All of those are good points. But my thing about Kelly Bryant, I don't think he quit. He clearly had – if he plays this year in a reduced role, this is it for him. He wants the opportunity, whether he's an NFL quarterback or not, he wants the opportunity to have another year to at least try to show that. So that's what the option is there. I don't think that's quitting. We want more from athletes than organizations. pros, they don't care. They want the player to be more loyal than the organization is. And I don't think that Clemson was disloyal, but the option was there. He had to do it. He had to make a decision for him. So sometimes we have to look at it like our own jobs. If my job demotes me and there's another company that can give me that I can work for in the same position, why am I quitting on the job?
Now, no. I think you make some good points.
We should look at it the same way.
I think you make some good points and some very valid points. My own personal opinion, and I think Brent Venables talked about it as well, I love the story of persevering and fighting and staying with your teammates and the guys that you live with, work with, eat with, worship with, lift. You know, like I said, that's your guys.
Absolutely.
That's your team. And, you know, the idea that say, boy, well, Jalen's got 2 years instead of one. I don't know, man. Jalen could go somewhere else and be some star for 2 years. He could be really entrenched himself in some history somewhere else. Jalen's going to leave at the end of the year. Fields is going to leave or yes. Fromm's going to leave. One of those guys is going to leave. I don't blame him. Look, if you want to leave in the spring, leave in the summer. You don't leave midway through a football season. That's my only point. But John, I think you made some great points.
He can live the rest of his life with regrets because he didn't take advantage of that opportunity for another year somewhere else to make Clemson fans happy or Alabama fans happy. He has to be happy too.
Yeah, I just personally, what I'm going to try to teach my son, what I think I was taught, whatever, I don't think you give up on a team, on your teammates, on your family, on your friends. I don't think you do that in the middle of a season. I got no problem with what Zerry Cooper did. I got no problem with what Hunter Johnson did. And if Kelly Bryant wanted to transfer in the summertime, last summertime, got no problem with that. If Kelly Bryant wanted to not play the rest, he was given this option, don't play the rest of this year unless we need you in an emergency. By the way, you're still going to play. We're going to play a two-quarterback system, but you got feelings hurt because you got beat out. We're still going to do we're still going to play two. But if you want to leave in the summertime, whatever, I got no problem with any of that. If you want to hang around, don't play, but hang around, still be a part of the team. And in case we need you in an emergency, we use you. I got no problem with that. But I just don't believe that you leave four games into it. And I hate this rule. I hate we got into it. Gerard, I did enjoy the conversation. I thought you made some good points, though. I can't totally disagree with some of your points. Hope you have a great day. All right. Hey, I promise everybody, quickly, can we do 1 minute apiece? Jeff, I got about a minute. I hope you're doing well.
Doing great. Hey, I'll get the obligatory Kelly Bryant comment out of the way because I guess everybody has to comment on today. I got no hate for him. I got nothing but love for him. I wish him all the best. And I said the same thing that was I'm disappointed he's gone, but I wish him all the best. Also, let me say, can we just move on from him?
No doubt.
Okay. No hate. Just move on. So happy about the game Saturday. Super pumped about it. Great to see Syracuse. Very talented team. Extremely well coached team. Nothing but appreciation and respect for Syracuse.
Agreed.
Very happy to be a Tiger today. Hey, one little thing about next week. I got to say, I kind of, maybe this is a little bit of a guilty pleasure. I kind of want to see Chase Bryce start, and then we get way ahead. And then we get to see Hunter Renfrow play some quarterback. Wouldn't that be awesome?
Jeff, I appreciate the phone call. Thanks an awful lot. Maybe even see some Ben Batson in there. Orlando, you got a final word, man. I got about a minute. I appreciate you hanging on with us.
Yes, man. I want to tell you that everything is Clemson. And my wife is a North Carolina fan, grew up in North Carolina. She said, I might have to pay money to Clemson. Seth may play football at Clemson. Seth may play basketball at Clemson. Yes, honey, you may pay money to Clemson. But the reason why I'm a huge Clemson fan, even more than when I was in the seventh grade, is because Dabo has brought the right spirit to Clemson. He coaches the right way. He's a man of faith. He loves his family, and he loves his football family. And he coaches the right way. The culture is everything, especially it's so countercultural, which has been going on for the last 20 years in college football. It's some place that I can feel comfortable sending my son. And then also, last thing is, it's wonderful because football is a basic game. You can run all these cute plays you want, all the upscale, the newfangled offenses, but at some point in time, blocking and tackling, you got to line up and smash mouth somebody on offense, and Alabama's done it for years and been national champion for years. You got to line up and smash mouth somebody run the football, and then on defense, you got to beat somebody like they stole something from your grandmama. And go Tigers. Let's go, baby.
I love it. Orlando, appreciate the phone call. Zach Gore, that was the reaction Monday to the point where we didn't have any 2 minutes. You got a quick 2 minute drill for me over there?
Tiger calls tonight, 8 to 9. Tune in, WCCP.
I love it. Eric Newton, EricNewton.com. Thanks for everything you do. EricNewton.com. Get in touch with him for all your real estate needs. Mine is Christian Wilkins, taking Trevor Lawrence out to breakfast on Wednesday. I love that. And then Brad, he's asking forgiveness award. I'm in good hands with Brad. He's good hands with Allstate, 292-3001. Email him, Brad. He's at Allstate.com. Get in touch with Brad. BradHughesInsurance.com. Better coverage, better rates. I'll forgive myself for jumping in Zach's arms. I didn't hurt his knees. I'm glad it's not the case. Folks, have a wonderful Monday. More importantly, tune in tomorrow. We'll see you on the radio.
Broadcasting from the safety of the Priority One Security Studios, we are WCCP, Clemson, Greenville, 105.5, The Roar.
R&R Golf Carts and Power Sports, located in Seneca and Clemson, is a factory-authorized dealer for EZ-Go and Cushman vehicles. They can fully customize your EZ-Go cart as well. With 0% financing, now it's easier than ever to own your new EZ-Go or Cushman vehicle. There's plenty of game day rental packages to choose from as well, so don't miss out this season. Stop by R&R Golf Carts and Power Sports on 123 in Seneca and Clemson Boulevard in Anderson. Online at rrgolfcarts.com.
Twin Peaks on